saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. 2 hours left of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Tyler in for Nick, Barry and I in studio, Gal Media in the Galleria. Talked a little Rockets in the first hour. Plenty of football and things to get to as we head to hour number two.
Somebody texted and said, is Vortex doing something special for the weight loss challenge? I thought y'all mentioned something, but don't know. So they have a deal going right now. You can sign up for $40 for the entire week. You get unlimited walk-in classes. So you can take as many classes as you want for a week, try it out, see if you like it. And then you can sign up for whatever program you want to get involved with after that.
It's a great deal based on what they charge per class otherwise. Yeah. You need to get all over that.
It's a great deal just to get yourself motivated and check out the product. And again, I'm going to be there tonight if you want to come by. I'm working out at 5:45. I'm taking a boxing class with Trey, who's going to join us tomorrow to talk about the big fight coming up this weekend. So, check it out. It's definitely a great workout. Somebody suggested for my ADD, I'm just going to read the text as is, okay? Mm-hmm. For the fact that I have ADD and can't focus and concentrate to get stuff done, this is the following text. Barry, masturbate. That'll help.
That's it?
That was the whole text.
Well, there's a solution.
Also, it doesn't. HOA trash can talk is cool, but lawn talk isn't.
No, I'm not going to jump on it because it's a setup.
Nope, that's it. That was the whole text. They're just like, oh, so we can talk about
HOA
trash
cans.
Wait.
You're reading it with tone that you want. It could be, hey, HOA garbage talk is great. Lawn talk isn't.
No, that's not what the text said at all. I read it verbatim.
But you added a different tone to it.
No, I read it as is. Just the way God and nature intended it. HOA trash can talk is cool, but lawn talk isn't.
See? No.
Question mark. There's a question mark on it.
Okay, the first time you didn't have the question mark, and then you added a little extra to the emphasis where you wanted it.
I know what the people were saying.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Since Barry has lawn advice, can Joel do dog advice? My dog was injured playing too rough at doggy daycare. First of all,
sue the daycare. Go ahead.
Why are you taking your dog to daycare? Just tie it to a tree outside. Is it normal that I had to pick up my dog to go to a vet for surgery and pay the bill?
I would say that it's worth a discussion with the daycare, but having just put a dog through ACL surgery, I will tell you, avoid the bill at all costs by seeing in a lot of cases there's ways to rehab without surgery. But if you need surgery, you might need a loan.
Kennel him up and just let him stay in the house.
No, see, you are just what? Mr. Humanity. Go ahead. Next
you don't
one.
Kennel your dogs up when you leave?
Not all of them, because some of them are good watchdogs.
But some of them you do.
Yeah.
So how was that a bad answer? To just instead of
because
taking them to dog
healthy,
daycare,
they're
just put them in a kennel.
Depends on how long you're gone.
Get out of here.
You can't be pooping and crapping and peeing all over the kennel.
Never mind. Speaking of someone missing, whatever happened to Kurt Lowe? He's been missing on radio and Twitter.
Banned on Twitter. Got a second Twitter account. Got that one banned too.
That happens when you're homophobic. Sorry.
There's that too.
Well, I mean, he's speaking the truth.
Yeah,
he ever calls me on Charlie's show, I'm going to tell him, screw you, you're not allowed to be
tell
on
me
radio.
The part where I lied. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I didn't disagree with you.
Sorry, I like hearing y'all's perspective as well. The Bench, The Usual Suspects, and The Blitz. I listen every day. Love hearing y'all's different opinions and different viewpoints. Again, my apologies. Oh, I didn't realize
that's because
that.
Of the Altuve Harden thing.
Yeah, so that makes sense. That makes sense. That texter, I meant it exactly like Barry read it. I love our listeners, man. It's literally,
of course you do.
It's literally like a conversation. Like, we just, it's outstanding. And nobody has to call. We just have conversations over text. So, better era in Houston, Jose Altuve or James Harden?
I think it's Harden.
I agree with you.
I mean, look, he got, you know, Altuve has one MVP. So does Harden. You know, they were, the guys this morning were talking about 200 hit seasons. But overall, from a national perspective, and look at the fact that he probably should have won the first MVP Curry won. Say,
Harden was in it 2 of 3.
Yeah, two
in
of the last three. Years. If you count this year, he's going to win probably it 2 of the last 4 and finish second in 2 of those other years. And you look at all the accolades, the MVPs, everything that he's done, leading the league in scoring. And when you look at from a league perspective, it's one thing. When you look at a historic perspective and look at Altuve is still on track to break some records historically in baseball. I mean, we didn't get to it when we were talking about the Rockets. But when you look at what some of the people that Harden is surpassing and records that he is posting, and you tell me that...
When they start mentioning you legitimately with guys like Wilt Chamberlain, yes, and Kobe Bryant, and, you know, those are the comparisons where... I mean, you've heard Altuve's name thrown out with Pete Rose here and there, but it's not seriously like this guy is doing things that only Pete Rose has done in his career or whatever. It's just not there yet. I think one of the big arguments you might hear from people, because I'm with you, Harden, I think, is that because of the MVPs and potential MVPs, is that Jose Altuve, yep, has won a World Series. James Harden got to the Western Conference, and Chris Paul's hamstring let him down. But what we're talking about is individually who's having a better era. And I think individually, James Harden is.
I got a very unpopular...
I don't know how much you would... You have to include the World Series in that. If you do...
You're right, and I agree with you. But I got an unpopular response to what you just said.
Okay.
Okay? Because you said Chris Paul's hamstring let him down.
Uh-huh.
Right? My response to that is, well, if he's carrying the team like he's doing this year, why couldn't he have done it in Game 7?
Yeah. Hey, that's a very valid argument, man.
Why couldn't he have done it against the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard when he disappeared? Those are things, too, that are going to be compared. But again, just real quickly, Barry, because you mentioned it, only the second player in NBA history to go back-to-back 50-point games. The other one, as you mentioned, Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He now has 18 straight 30-plus games, third longest streak in the history of the game. And Harden, Kobe Bryant, the only player since 76-77 to average 40 points a game in 15 games or more. His 40-point triple-double was his third in the past 6 games. And his 12 consecutive games with at least 5 threes is 5 games longer than any other streak in NBA history.
He's pretty good.
He's got the MVP in his back pocket. So Richard Jefferson, I said it before, I'll say it again. Shut up, Dick.
Does he, though?
I think it's in his back pocket, and I think there's not even a close second right now. I know Adetokounmpo's having a good year. Guess what? He had a triple-double the other night. He had 12, 11, and 10.
Yeah, but the Bucks are in first in the East.
Okay, but aren't the Rockets in first in their division?
Yeah, but they're in fifth in the West. No one looks at divisions in the NBA.
I'm just telling you.
No one looks at divisions in the NBA. It's all about conference.
I know we'll get down to this. Will end up being a discussion about what's the criteria again, but the bottom line is if there's one single guy carrying his team more than James Harden, show him to me, because Adetokounmpo for the first time in Milwaukee in the last 10 years has help. I don't think with Paul out and Capella, he doesn't have much help, and he's doing it. He's doing a ton of work.
Okay. There is no argument for that because you're right. There is nobody doing more for his team because LeBron has been out. Now, if LeBron was healthy and the Lakers were still scrambling in the 5-6 seed,
I still think the
argument is, well, I mean, at least James Harden has Eric Gordon and Chris Paul and Capella. He's had Capella for most of the year until recently. LeBron James, if he were healthy, would still have
Kuzma
nothing.
Has been kicking ass.
Yeah. I mean, you got legitimately 3 guys on the Rockets outside
Rondo
of James
was
Harden.
Great when he's healthy, but he's been dinged up too. So you've got guys where you can say they've contributed, but again, then you'd have to look at each individual's individual numbers, and I still think LeBron's numbers would be pale in comparison to what James is putting up.
Okay. I mean, like I said, it's a valid and good argument. I think 2 guys that could make a claim for that against Harden would be Antetokounmpo and LeBron James if he was healthy.
Okay.
But I think it's a 2-man race right now.
I would
especially because the Bucks are first in the East. If they get all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals,
but again,
that's your MVP.
It's a regular season award, though.
I know.
So the voting will be done before they get to the playoffs, you're not going to have that time to make that judgment.
If the Rockets end up 5th or 6th in the West and the Bucks win the East going away, you don't think the Greek Freak gets it?
I think it's going to be a closer race. But again, Harden has to prove that he's capable of. I just don't see any way he's capable of pulling these kind of numbers for the rest of the season.
Somebody said the Greek Freak only played 25 minutes in that triple double. That's why his number.
I know that. I know that. But still, I'm talking about a guy.
You got to tell the whole story. That matters.
Well, no, because look at it.
You get a triple double in 25 minutes and you don't play. Then double it.
You want the flip side of that? Harden played 35 or less the other night and put up a 50-point triple-double.
Yeah, but okay.
So 10 minutes more and put up 40 more points and all the numbers that he put up. So
yeah, but I mean, Antetokounmpo is going to have more rebounds, more block shots.
But triple-double is, at least they're in double figures, both guys.
Yeah, but if you go 20 and 20,
size,
and
size Harden matters. Goes... Different size, more
30 and 5. Who had a better night?
Antetokounmpo's taller with a longer wingspan.
20 and 20 versus 30 and 5. Who had a better night?
Who won the game?
No.
See, I can
statistically, who had a better night?
You didn't say that.
20 points and 20 rebounds versus 30 points and 5 rebounds. Who had a better night?
Probably the 20 and 20.
20 and 20. That's the difference in it, though.
Text messages came in and said, I agree with Barry on that, too. So
all right,
there you go.
Because we teased it, I want to get it in this segment. So we might go a couple minutes long, Tyler.
I thought we were going to wrap up basketball and you could leave with
it. Don't shame me, bro. Okay. No. So here it is. Consensus Super Bowl chances for the remaining four playoff teams. Now, the way that this was done, this is on For the Win, by the way. And the way that they got this is they crunched numbers from the most recent playoff models from four major outlets: Football Outsiders, 538, the NFL, and ESPN FPI. They crunched those numbers and they I guess they averaged it. I don't know what method they used. But number four on the list, of the four teams left, the ones with the worst odds to win, their worst chance, excuse me, to win the Super Bowl, the Patriots. They have an 18.9% chance, according to these numbers, to win the Super Bowl. The highest that they got in those ratings was 21% from the NFL. The lowest was 15% from ESPN FPI. That surprised me because ESPN is a big-time Boston area honks. So that kind of surprised me a little bit. Number three on the list. Care to venture a guess? Or do you have it up?
Are
you
cheating?
Rams, 19.1. That surprises me a little bit.
I think so.
I would have think I would have – my list would have been a little different. Rams is 19.1%. Number two on the list. I mean, it's down to two teams. Who do you think it is?
Chiefs.
Saints, 31%.
Really?
Slightly edging out the Saints. Number one is the Chiefs at 31.1. I think I would have had Saints 1, Rams 2, Chiefs 3, Patriots 4. And you could flip-flop 3 and 4 with me because the Chiefs do have to play Brady. And I know it's cold weather, but look how many games he's won in the snow in the playoffs.
I'm going to get to that for you. I got that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got some information for you on that.
I would my order would have been Saints, Rams, and then Chiefs, Patriots, and you could flip a coin which order. I probably would lead the way he's playing. I probably would end up leading Patriots and then Chiefs.
Okay.
Just because I don't believe in Andy Reid until he does it.
And he believes in wearing shorts when it's 35 degrees. Yeah. Hey, if you want to chime in on that and let us know what your opinion might be on the final four teams, you're welcome to. And Mito is also calling in. He wants to talk a little bit about the Rockets. If you want to join that crew, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, call, text that number, or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, some things just make you feel old in a hurry.
I hate you so much, Tyler.
It's a great song, Scarface, and Barry says...
It is a great song.
Makes you think of Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Hill Street Blues.
And I can hear that.
Google Hill Street Blues song, a theme song. And
Mike Post, I believe his name was, the guy that...
How do you know that?
He either created the show or he created the song. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Come on. A show that ran from 1981 to 1987 and you're surprised I don't know what it is?
Yeah, when were you born?
I was born in 85.
Oh, geez. You look like you're at least born in the 60s.
Okay. You've never heard of the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, I mean, I have, yeah.
Oh, really?
Was this on Nick at Night?
Wait, Leave It to Beaver, Brady Bunch?
None of us was born during that
they
era.
They remade Leave It to Beaver as a movie, so.
No way.
They did
that doesn't
do that,
count.
Though.
Everybody, when you talk about Leave It to Beaver, it's either porn or it's the original.
Here's a question. Have you ever seen Good Times?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Were you around during Good Times?
No.
Oh, okay. So let's go back to the theme song.
Jefferson.
Does it sound anything
Hold
like
on,
it?
I'm about to play it.
Okay. I think it does. I don't know. Maybe it's just in my head.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, a couple of text messages. This one's really easy. It just says Lawn Talk Posse in the house.
It's not easy. We can crap all over
Super
that.
Super easy.
If a dog craps on your lawn, that's just... Just kinda, you got to get into the song,
right?
Though.
It's not as fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till.
Right?
Wait till it
got
kicks
a
in,
scar
Tyler.
Face. Well, my block.
Yeah.
I need to do that. on my cul-de-sac, this is, your mom would whip your butt with a switch. She'd make you go get it, too. Well, that's on my cul-de-sac. That'd be the Suburban remix.
Yeah,
using Hill Street Blues.
I've never even heard of that.
Both songs using piano, obviously.
Right. I've always wondered what the sample was. I need to Google it. I need
to
look.
It might be that.
Oh, you think?
It could be.
I'll find out. Who sampled it is a fantastic website. Or who sampled.
There's a lot of samples out there that are very obscure. And then once you realize it, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. I found it already. My Block by Scarface. Be Real Black for Me.
Is the sample?
By Roberta Flack.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. How easy was that? Done. All right. You had something you said, right?
I did.
Did you not? Okay.
I said Mito's waiting. He wants to talk
Rockets. Yeah, let's do that. Sorry. I had these more texts. Go ahead.
Mito, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thinking about it, did the Rockets miss out on cashing in on their magical season? I mean, the Astros cashed in. The Eagles cashed in. Did the Rockets miss out on it last year?
It kind of feels that way.
Yeah,
they're not going in the right direction. They didn't get better. They didn't get deeper. They got worse. It feels like that there was a window
with a
collection of talent that had what it would take to beat a what do they call it
a dynasty
and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I was going to say normally with the Chris Paul move, your window's 3 to 5 years. But I think a couple things happen. One thing is you try and keep the team together at all costs, and then you can add to it. But the fact I didn't think it was going to be a one-year window, and it's proven to be such. And then when the team you're chasing adds another all-star in Boogie Cousins, who's due to play tomorrow night, they keep getting better too. And you didn't keep them all together, and because of it, you got worse. So, yeah, I think there's a school of thought with a lot of people. Stephen A. Smith is very adamant about the fact that it was a one-year window, it's closed, and not sure if it's going to reopen, and that's too bad.
The only thing you would do now is try to find young superstars to match up with James Harden. Now, you have Capella, but Eric Gordon is a little bit older. Chris Paul's a little bit older. If they could somehow figure out how to flip the roster and get younger around Harden.
But here's the problem.
That's the win. That's how you can extend the window.
Sure, but here's the problem. That max deal by Chris Paul, the super max deal that he would not take less money on, is going to strangulate them and handcuff them, because that's $40 to $45 million a year for a guy that can't stay healthy, and it's this one and three more.
And he's got a no-trade clause.
So it's going to be really hard when you say add another star, because you're going to have to deplete whatever you have on your roster with any kind of contract value just to try and add somebody, because he's not going anywhere, because you mentioned the no-trade as well, and he's making 40-plus.
If you could figure out – if you could flip him somewhere that would be interested, if you could flip him to a contender that needed a point guard, that had a young talent, but they're like, you know, Rockets are looking at it going, all right, we're a 4-6 seed. We ain't beating anybody in the playoffs. Let's say for a moment that Capella goes down for the year, or even Harden for that matter, God forbid. You might see a team out there that's like, we're a point guard away. We've got all these shooters. We need a distributor, somebody that can be, you know, they can get the ball up the court, play some defense. They might be willing to take on that salary, maybe, if they're a contender, if they're, you know, later in the contract. Not necessarily this year, not next year, but with 2 years left, they may be willing to do it.
There's only one destination that I think he'd go to. And I don't think that they have the resources, and after this year they won't have the money to be able to put forth to take him. Because, again, when you talk about that, and even if with the no trade, if you want to trade him somewhere, you got to come within 15% coming back, mm-hmm. and that means someone's going to be willing to give up most of their team.
Right, a young superstar. But that's what I'm saying. You're looking at a team that recognizes they have a window, much like the Rockets did, and said, oh, we have a window. Let's get this guy in. So it would be another team that's got young talent, like young up-and-coming superstars, kind of like what the Rockets did when they went out and got Harden to begin with. They went out. He was young at the time. He was the sixth man but showed a lot of promise. You need that kind of talent. And then you're going to have to obviously take on a veteran with a contract that is also equivalent or close to Chris Paul's.
I just see only one destination that would be that he would
I'm
agree to.
I'm talking more next year, I know, so I think
but
it would be.
Even still, it's the Lakers. He and LeBron are super tight. He's lived in L.A. before. You know, I don't believe LeBron believes in Ball as the point guard. Rondo's uh-huh. older and on a one-year deal. It would have to be L.A., but then you're basically saying, well, I want to take on Lonzo Ball, Jason Hart, Kyle Kuzma, if they're even willing to give him up now because he's just been blowing up.
Well, they would have to, and that's the point, though, is you've got Rondo.
But even still, their money right now, because they're still all on their rookie deals, it's not going to come close.
I mean, there's money out there. There, other than James, no, I guess they don't have a lot of mm-mm. big contracts.
Nope. But like you said, yeah. in a year or two, they're going to, because they're going to go get two max players in the offseason, and they're going to add some guys because they got plenty of money.
See, I was thinking of a team similar to, I mean, if you look at...
I'll give you one that's a good one.
The Spurs. They could really yeah. use a ball handler. Maybe Milwaukee.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Boston. If Kyrie's going to go, and you know, now as of last night, he called LeBron to apologize because after all the drama that's been going on in Boston, and he had to apologize for how he talked to his team and realized what LeBron was telling him back in the day, he called to apologize and said, hey, man, I get it now. I didn't get it then. That was on me when I was with the Cavs, and being a leader is a thankless job, blah, blah, blah. He apologized. Does that leave the door open that he either, because he said he wanted to re-sign with Boston. Does he want out?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I'll tell you what, if you're the Rockets, as much as Chris Paul's been,
bye.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Bye.
In a heartbeat. And now your window reopens with those two
Got
guys.
A little bit younger. He's still injury prone. But no, I'm with you. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Those are the kind of moves that you have to get younger with star power.
Younger and better.
Well, I mean, I think Chris Paul, if he doesn't get hurt, he combined with James Harden
but
gets this
the reason
team to
why
the
I say better.
Because I think most people think if he's healthy, they win that game. I think most
I agree
people
with
that. Think
I,
that.
And I'm one of the ones that have said they were a hamstring away from winning it all.
So you don't necessarily have to get better. You just have to replace him, get younger.
See, I think you got to get better.
You got to maintain.
But I think you got to get better simply because of the fact, like we talked about, the other resources you have that used to be players that teams wanted, they don't want as much anymore because Gordon's been up and down, and he's still injury prone again, and he's been sporadic with his shot. And they won't part with P.J. Tucker. So who else are you going to give up where you're going to get better in the process?
But I wouldn't trade Gordon. I'm not talking about trading him.
So you're just saying Chris Paul's your only asset you're sending out.
He's a key piece to your depth. Yeah, I think you can get a little bit younger and add another superstar. Because to me, that's why we talk. This all started because the window's closing.
But I think because of what we said about Golden State, you can't just send out Chris Paul and get another Chris Paul back. You got to send out Chris Paul and get something where you get make yourself a little better.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I still think you can add that kind of depth. The way that they got Austin Rivers, you talk about buyouts. There's mm-hmm. other ways to add that depth that you missed when Luka Mbamute and Trevor Ariza left. Mm-hmm. And hell, Trevor Ariza's floating around, and he's not thrilled, I don't think, for the way things have been going. And I know he's not going to come back, but there's guys like that you could probably find on the market. I just think that, to me, they can't get any worse, but they've got to get younger for this window to reopen.
I think they have to get better. But, yeah, we can kick that around. But we've got plenty of football to get to in the second half of the show as well. As Barry mentioned, we've got those two big games that are coming up on Sunday.
I remember what you were going to tell the peoples about and me. I mentioned Tom Brady and the cold weather and how he's played in the snow before.
Right.
We'll do that next segment.
All right. We'll get to that after the break.
Yeah.
Because the weather looks like it might be a factor in Kansas City. And we'll get to some of that as well. So don't go anywhere. We've got 90 in the books. We still got 90 minutes to go. So don't go anywhere. The second half of the show is next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It is The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Here at ESPN 97.5. I want to tell you that we always like to give back to the suspects that are responsible for following us on a daily basis. So it is that time where we can do such a thing. And that means that with the 2019 Houston Auto Show coming right around the corner, you got a chance to get revved up and ready and check out some automobiles. It's the 36th annual Houston Auto Show. It's the largest auto show of the South. It's the first place you can see, hear, touch, drive, and experience the industry's latest and greatest in automobiles. Don't miss it. It's January the 23rd through Sunday the 27th at NRG Center. Tickets are available at HoustonAutoShow.com. You can get yours now if you're caller 15. Caller 15, 713-780-3776. You will win two tickets to the Houston Auto Show. Good luck.
The 15. I mean, 15. Sounds familiar.
Then the door goes open for another one.
Just always try to plug my podcast since it's new.
Just, go to sportsmap.com. Oh, sorry.
No, it's not up there. It's not on Podcast Arena yet. We're working on it. It's going to be on Podcast Arena, but you can find it in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Just search The 15. Or go to The 15 Pod. No, I'm just kidding. All right. You were going to tell me and the peoples about Brady in the cold.
So, and we were talking about this last week and this week, like who has the advantage in cold weather, and we were wondering with the Colts, an indoor team with Andrew Luck against the Chiefs last week, and that turned out to be true. The Chiefs' home field was big for them, but with an Arctic blast, don't at me tomorrow if the forecast changes again. Arctic blast is expected in Kansas City for Sunday night's game between the Pats and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Temperatures in the 0 to 10 degree range. That is chilly.
That is very chilly.
That's what you avoided in Minneapolis.
Didn't you argue with Steven about that? About it was going to be the coldest in history? Now it looks like it's going to be?
I asked if it was regular. No, because the ice bowl between the Packers and the Cowboys at Lambeau.
No, but they said one of, not the coldest, but one of the coldest in history.
But I didn't. But again, that game, the Packer-Cowboy game was minus 13. So that when he was giving options and other things like that, I was like, regular season or playoffs, because in the regular
that
season...
That was, what, 2 years, 3 years ago?
What,
that game?
The Ice Bowl?
No, the one that...
'70s.
What was the one that...
60s.
The kicker missed the kick at the end. It was like 9-6.
Talking about the Raiders?
Vikings-Seahawks, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was the postseason. It was the wild card game, I think.
And it was cold in Seattle? I know it was
It was in Minnesota. It was before they moved into the new stadium. It was outdoors. It was like
That was at the University of Minnesota, if that was the case, because they played there for a year?
It was in the teens, I think. Negative teens.
Okay. Because I was at a regular season Packers-Jaguars game that was digits, Steven's, and then it went below zero.
Steven's point was it's going to be one of the coldest in history. One of the coldest. Not the coldest.
Okay, and I just asked him the simple follow-up question, was that playoffs or regular season?
But it turns out that's going to be the case, right?
So we're going to go between 0 and 10. Now, if you're looking for an advantage here, whether you're gambling or not, here you go. Tom Brady, 24-4 lifetime in games at 30 degrees or colder. 24-4. Games 20 degrees and colder, 5-1. Coldest game Patrick Mahomes has ever played in, 27 degrees last week.
That's crazy. Well, he didn't do too bad last week.
No, but...
He didn't have a great game, but he did good.
I would say Brady and the Pats have a little bit of experience in that regard. And the other one that you and I were talking about the other day...
Michigan, too. Remember, he's a Michigan guy, so they play some cold weather games.
kind of.
He's from Cali, but they play cold weather games.
Here's another one for you. They had the big swagoo on today. Marcus Spears with Mike Greenberg on Get Up, another one of your favorite shows.
Okay.
And they were talking about cold weather games and guys that wear bare arm, like you and I were talking about, and versus wearing sleeves and things like that. And he made the point that when you sweat with sleeves and it gets wet, it will actually freeze to your skin and hinder movement and also, like, literally get frostbite sooner because it's sticking to your skin and freezing at the same time. And he said that's why guys will wear Vaseline on their arms so that there is a layer of protection, but they won't wear sleeves because the sleeves will actually get wet and freeze to your arm.
We had a texter yesterday say that.
I don't remember the texter. I know you and I were going back and forth because I said I would wear like a dry fit sleeve.
No, a texter said that when you play, you don't wear sleeves because it makes it worse. That when you get cold, I mean, when you start sweating, because it's your hands and your feet that really are bad.
Yeah.
But when you start sweating, that whatever long sleeve you're wearing gets wet and then freezes and then just causes it's worse at that point, which surprises me. But like you said, I think you could wear like a dry fit or something like that, but it's still going to, if it does its job, it's still going to sweat and stick to you.
The thing is you, again, even with that, I would say the layer, and you wear the dry fit on the next to your skin,
and then another one
that would be more of a kind of a, like, not like that could, that's waterproof, that could try and avoid getting in.
You don't want to do that.
It depends on what position you play.
Because then that'd be like wearing one of those plastic suits.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on what position you play. That's why running backs wear like the sleeves you wear on your knee or your thigh or your calf. Running backs will wear that because it's rubber, so it has a chance to grab.
Yeah. I wonder if Brady's going to play in like some sort of modified UGG cleat.
He's an Underarm guy, but I guarantee you this.
He's an Uggs guy.
He's an Under Armour guy, too.
He wears Uggs. That would be dope, wouldn't it? He's got some, like, Ugg cleats with fur, like high-top Uggs.
You know he's wearing the gloves, though.
Oh, of course.
I had a buddy who, he went up to Iowa with me on one of my beer trips. It was, like, -5, -, it was low, and he wore Uggs winter boots. And I just dogged him the entire trip.
I don't own a pair of Uggs. I would never wear a pair of Uggs. Unless Uggs was like, hey, Barry, we want to sponsor you. Will you wear Uggs? Yes. I totally would rock some Uggs if they sponsored. Otherwise, no.
No man should be wearing Uggs. No man should be wearing Uggs.
He says his wife bought them.
Don't they have man Uggs, though?
Yeah, they do. Mugs? That's what he was wearing.
I don't know. Watch out now. Come
on. Unless you're a former Abercrombie and Fitch model like David Gow, then you can wear Uggs. Did you know that?
God, you're such a sucker.
He's out of the studio.
I know he was in here before. But that's the kind of thing. That's a tidbit I didn't realize until he told me that one day.
And that game that I mentioned, the Vikings Seahawks, was the third coldest in history.
So it's one
it
of.
It was -6 that game.
Got
that
it.
That was
-6. Wow.
Yeah. So you wouldn't wear those, Joel? Those right there?
No.
Classic?
No. Absolutely not.
Those are men's. Classic men's.
Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't mean it means I would wear them. Would you wear them?
Hell no.
Okay,
then. I would rock those, though, the higher one.
With your jeans tucked in them? That's a good look.
Yeah.
Not a chance, man.
I don't think, but they need to make some UGG cleats. That would be just so dope for Brady. Because, I mean, Jordan has started, you can get Jordan 11s. You can get Concord cleats.
Yeah, they're awesome too.
Brady should be allowed to go out on the field with some UGG boots on. And
here's the thing. He's so cool. He's
sweater vest.
He's got two deals. He's got an Under Armour deal for his athletic shoes, and he's got the Uggs deal.
So he's got in-season and off-season.
I guess so. Yeah. How about that?
That's pretty good. Good for him. He really needs the
money. Year-round making money.
Yeah, we talked about people that are just raking in money that, like David Carr. But when you throw in the endorsements and everything like that, Brady, Harden with their shoe deals, you can make as much money and more now than your salary if you get the right endorsement deals.
That's true. Sometimes, way more. Yeah. Just depending on when you're signing the deals versus where you're at in your salary.
Yeah.
Barry, how do people take care of their lawn with 0 to 10 degree weather? I'm glad you asked. You know...
Go ahead.
No, I will say this, though, and I'm not, this is no jokes aside. This goes for you, too, especially you, because you'll be coming in here on Monday asking me how to fix it.
Will I?
Yeah, you will. You guys need to make sure that your sprinkler system is prepared for a freeze. So there's like a valves. There's valves at the shutoff. You're going to see this metal thing that comes out of the ground. There's a video on it online, but just take care of your sprinkler system. You need to get rid of the water in the system.
I saw somebody
I'm well versed on that.
It's called, I forget what the valve is called, but yeah, make sure you take care of that and wrap it. Yep. Even after you get the water out, wrap it. You can also turn the water off at the street. There should be a valve at the street. Shut that off. Run it for, you know, whatever, however long it takes to for the water to run out.
We're not
going to
be that cold now.
Okay. Don't do it.
No, I've done it in the past. I know what I'm doing.
Okay. But, yeah, you should definitely do it, and you don't have to do anything. Your lawn will naturally go dormant when it freezes like that.
Is the same polar vortex that's affecting Kansas City, is that what is making Houston cold this
weekend? That's a good question. I don't know.
I won't answer that because I will get annihilated for whatever I say, but I'm sure that there's a low-pressure system, and the Doppler radar would define it.
Rico said, yo, some of those man Uggs are fire. I'm not even reading the rest of your text, Rico.
Yeah,
you lost.
Really.
You don't deserve.
And based on a previous text, Rico, you're done.
There was one pair that looked like normal boots that I would probably wear.
Oh, so you would wear Uggs.
They were $200.
Who cares about the price? There's a price for what looks
good.
But
I'm just saying they look like
Russell Westbrook. It doesn't. He wears a lot of expensive stuff that looks ridiculous.
I could get you some assless jeans for $350. You rocking them? I didn't think so.
No.
Okay. So don't tell me that just because the Uggs were expensive that makes it okay to rock Uggs.
But I'm saying, I said that they looked like normal.
Were they fire? Were they fire?
I don't use the term fire. I'm not a...
Sorry. Rico does.
Were they fire?
Let me ask you a question then, Tyler. If Big Baller brand tennis shoes are $500 a pair, you rocking those?
No.
See?
Mm-hmm. There so it ain't about the price.
Nope.
By the way, for my ADD issue, somebody said my youngest son has ADD or ADHD. Our doctor opted to keep him from medicinal treatments. Instead, he was told to read. Read a lot keeps the mind very focused. Plus, he doesn't eat bad food. That was 3 years ago. Still going strong. One, congrats for that. Yep, that's great for your son. I've never been a big reader. Maybe that's my problem. I don't read a lot.
But you're on the internet and you're reading whatever you're doing when you're interacting.
But I think a book. I think they mean, just sitting down, reading a book and focusing on reading.
Jesus Just Left Chicago.
I do need to get that.
There you go.
I need to get a copy of
that. The Fred Fowler book. So there you have that. By the way, happy birthday to Betty White, who is 97 years old today. And also today would have been the greatest of all time. God, that's dirty.
Well, I'm just asking.
Would you? No. She's such a... You're
all
sick.
Right. Maybe, okay, in her prime, when she was 70, would you?
If you got a Golden Girls fetish, that's on you.
I'm just asking.
And it would have been Muhammad Ali's birthday today. So
the greatest.
The greatest of all time.
The absolute greatest. Yep. You hear? I saw something that they're thinking about renaming the airport, Muhammad Ali Airport.
Well, in Louisville.
Kentucky,
in Louisville, where he's from. Yeah. So there you go. There's that. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. You can call or text like people have been doing graciously throughout the show. You can also reach us via Twitter, and we'll be back with more. It's Tyler, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show. Barry is currently breakdancing at the musical selection of one Tyler Scott.
Hey, could you pass this down?
Wow.
That was just for the video, folks.
So, do you think anyone saw it?
I don't know.
We don't get those numbers anymore.
I know.
Just go to the website.
What is it?
ESPN975.com.
Yeah, oh, that website.
And while you're there, you can download the app. You can take us anywhere, everywhere, and always listen to us without missing a show throughout the broadcast day here on Gal Media.
And while you're there, you can find the information to sign up for the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, which you have until tomorrow, 5 p.m., to do so.
Yep, you can sign up and get in. And you have to get weighed in by Friday at 5 p.m. Get weighed in. Any Man Center location here at the studios, 5353 Alabama in the Galleria area. But as Barry said, all the information on ESPN975.com.
Here's the weight divisions. You ready?
Yes.
I don't even know if you've looked at this yet.
I have.
You have? Mm-hmm. 199 or less mm-hmm. is Division A. Mm-hmm. 200 to 249 is Division B. 250 to 299 Division C. 300 and over is Division D. What division you in?
Was it B?
B, 200 to 249? Mm-hmm. Tyler, what division you in?
B.
C?
B.
Oh. My God, I just stepped on the scale. Holy
you
crap.
You scared that woman in the lobby, too. Man, well, so Esme wasn't at the front
desk.
She
was scared when I saw the number. I was like, holy
And evidently, the lady that is now with David Gao, she was in the lobby by herself with her head down, sitting on the couch out there. Barry walks in, and she looked up for a second. She looked down, and all of a sudden, he steps on the scale and goes, "Woo! Oh!" And she must have got about an inch and a half off that cushion.
It was pretty bad. 205.2.
Is that bad for you?
Bruh. Yes. Yes. For me, that's really bad.
I would kill to be 205 right now.
We stop talking about him and donuts, and maybe the karma police will help you out.
I'm 5'10". I'm not supposed to be 205. So I should be one like 160, 150.
That's ridiculous. They don't know that.
I'm not supposed to be 235.
No, you're not. No. By the way, here's the details, like the real details from Michelle on the staycation that you win from the Houstonian and the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. It's a stay fit weekend at the Houstonian. Two nights of a deluxe hotel accommodations on Friday and Saturday. Complete health assessment at the Houstonian Club Results Center. Complimentary use of the exclusive Houstonian Club during your stay. They've got stuff like yoga, spin studios, rock climbing walls, indoor and outdoor jogging trails. Like it's great. $100 dining credit at Tribute. Late checkout on Sunday. All of that combined, and I'm sure there's little other things that you get while you're there. $1,059 value.
God, it's awesome.
All four divisions. The winner of each division is going to get that Stay Fit staycation at the Houstonian. That's just so badass.
That's awesome.
Get in. And the only way you get in, stop texting me. Stop emailing me. Stop tweeting at me. Stop doing the same to Joel. It doesn't matter if you got the email or not. The only way to enter is to weigh in. ESPN975.com for more information. Go do it. Good luck. Have fun. Get in. Get healthy.
For sure.
Get healthy. Get fit. Have sex. That's the... Probably they don't want that in the advertisement, but...
Probably not. But that hasn't stopped you before, so do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I did want to mention this before we get to... Because we're getting ready to get out of here for the second hour. But the one last thing on basketball, which I think is absolutely crazy, and they might get more than they bargained for. The NBA has just set out a release. NBA refs will interact with fans over social media during select games for the rest of the season. So for the rest of the regular season, during select games, fans are going to be able to interact with NBA officials based on calls, based on big games.
Oh, yeah?
That they're asking for.
I would love to see. I would take a wager on how long it lasts.
I'm telling you.
2 weeks? 2 games?
So first one is Monday night's Golden State at Lakers game on TNT and Wednesday's San Antonio at Philly game on ESPN. You can tweet at official NBA refs or use the hashtag ref watch party. They're getting a party that they're not bargained for because if they don't really realize that people have no filter on social media.
So stupid.
Do you think they're going to go, hey, I think you missed that one? No.
It'd be like having a text line for a radio show. You are just asking for lunacy.
Can you imagine?
And idiots.
Hey, you dumbass.
Yeah. Hey.
Don't be a bitch and give him a T. Did you see how bad your call was?
You're blind. You need glasses. A lot of them are going to be corny jokes that they pulled from movies.
And a lot of them are going to be very offensive.
Very mean. Mean, mean, mean. And I will be included in that. I'm going to see if I can't get mine on TV.
Or you can get banned. Because they But they cannot... They can't come at you. It has to be Twitter, right? For language or...
Well, they can... No, they can block you.
You can get blocked.
Well, they can block you.
Yeah. They can block you. Then we've...
We call that a Kurt Lowe.
Yeah. He's
blocked. He's banned.
No, he blocked me.
I know, but I'm saying he's...
From Twitter, yeah. It's... That's a... I think that's stupid.
I really do, too. I think it's one thing to say you're transparent and you're going to do the last 2 minutes the next day if you missed a call.
Exactly.
And that's bad enough. But if you open yourself up, and I know the egos of these referees, I know some of them haven't been in meetings with them, they're going to get salty and come back at the fans.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting.
Good luck with that, NBA. I hope you know what you got yourself into.
Man, you ain't kidding. So, that's it for hour number two. We've got 1 hour still to go in the big books. 60 minutes on the clock. That means still plenty of time for you to partake in the show. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us up on Twitter. We'll be right back in just mere minutes. And the Mappers will join us. Don't go anywhere. Take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.